Hello and welcome back to Tip TV Finance with me, Matt Brown. I'm joined today by James Huckett, who is an equity trader at Hobart Capital. How are you today, James?
I'm good, thanks, Matthew, and good morning to you.
Good morning. We are known as the financial ant and deck, I believe.
Ant and death, more like, I would imagine.
Few things going on. Obviously, the market's a bit more active. We've got a few broker upgrades and downgrades. To kick off, I believe you've got a couple for us this morning.
Yeah, sure. Just going with the upgrade in the first instance. Premier Oil, Peel Hunt, initiation of coverage today with 90p price target. Mm-hmm. This stock was at 96p on the 20th of January this year. It's had a bit of a pullback. Stocks had a bit of a rally this morning. It's, you know, been a bit unloved, got down to about 58 pence, and is rallying this morning on the back of this note. It's up 5% this morning, currently trading at about 66.5p. Peel are basically saying the refinancing is nearly complete. They're talking about 13p added to the share price in terms of the exploration value that they've got, price target of 90p, which would see the stock back up to near its January peak. Seems one to keep your eye on, but obviously we've got to keep our eye on the underlying oil price in that time as well, because these stocks are a bit high risk and a bit, they can turn up with anything really. But given the fall that they've had, it seems a value story.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of upside on the stock. I mean, it's a North Sea oil play, and as you rightly say, if underlying oil price can start to push up, I mean, it's sold off a bit this week, but if that can move up, and I think the government's talking about maybe giving some tax breaks to North Sea oil companies, and they're going to review that towards the end of the year. If they get the financing in place, oil price it stays steady or moves to the upside, then could be giddy up for the stock.
Exactly, could have us all gushing over it.
Good one. And what else have you got for us this morning?
Another one, which doesn't seem well. This one's to the downside. Is Berenberg's downgrade of Merlin doesn't seem that. They think they're going to be waving any magic wands very soon in that one. Talking about Legoland running out of steam, increased competition basically across the whole of the space in terms of theme parks, etc. All the major theme park players are all doing constantly upgrades, and the stock's had a decent run up from about 4.20. Up to £5 in the last couple of months. It's down about 3 or 4% this morning, but I could see it coming off a little bit further, I think.
What price target have they got on that?
They've got a quite aggressive 3.75 price target.
That's stock share. About 25%, I think.
Yeah.
Probably, or 20% now with the move today. So, a bit of downside. I mean, I guess with stuff like Merlin, the cheaper pound, you're probably going to get a lot of foreigners who are going to come over, and I think they're in Madame Tussauds. It's not my cup of tea. I don't see why anyone wants to go and see waxworks of celebrities, but I guess that could be slightly positive if we see a weaker pound and the staycation. People staying in the UK are probably going to these theme parks rather than going abroad. But generally, like you say, it's had a good run up, hasn't it? And maybe some time to take some profit off the table. I think Deutsche Bank upgraded them early in the week, so maybe they've called it incorrectly. Berenberg are usually quite good with their calls. Maybe one to look out for there. Is there anything else in the market that has got your attention at the moment?
Well, not really. Just the underlying trend seems to be on the up with the Liberals sort of their vote to keep Europe on track in the Dutch elections. I'm sure our good friend Steve McLaren would be very happy to see this happening, in a nice way. But then we've got the French elections coming up 23rd of April. On St George's Day. Seems to be a lot about St Patrick's Day at the moment, but just to remind everyone. Marine Le Pen is only just over 2-1 with Paddy Power at the moment to take that. So it's going to be another... another big call coming up there in a month's time.
Good stuff. Are you getting involved in Cheltenham this year?
I've been quite lucky so far. Actually, it's been all right. It's been all right as of today. I'm not actually venturing down there, but I will be travelling off to Lingfield tomorrow for the Gold Cup, because it's not so far to travel and a little bit easier on the old legs getting home now,
and the liver, I guess, as well.
Yeah, not so bad.
Good stuff, Jimmy Huckett from Hobart Capital. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Matt. Cheers.